In recent months, dozens of fighters from North American and European countries have traveled to Syria to try to stop Islamic State, or Daesh, attacks in both the region and abroad. The woman who leads the Kurdish YPG team that trains foreign fighters says many reasons prompt the volunteers to join the battle.
Daesh is not our enemy alone. It's the enemy of all humanity. They see things in their own country. IS explodes a car bomb and many people die. They kidnap people. Fighters are from Australia, United States, Canada, Britain, Belgium, the Czech Republic. I believe people from nearly all places are here.
One of the volunteers is Hannah Bowman, a former model and soldier from Canada.
Well, Daesh is a danger for the world. But I think it's more of a danger psychologically than actually physically. Yeah, they do attacks in other parts of the world and stuff like that. But when you look at statistics, like I think it's 35,000 Americans are killed every year in gun crime. The biggest threat to Americans are other Americans. But politically and psychologically, Daesh is a much bigger threat.
Some foreign fighters joined the YPG not only to fight IS, but to support what they say is the multi-ethnic model of coexistence in the Kurdish-held areas known as Rojava. Volunteer Robert is from France.
And I came in Rojava to be with my Kurdish, Arab, Assyrian friends who are fighting Daesh here for democracy. And I hope that after I did my duty here, as much as I can, that I will be able to go back to my country, to France, with ideas, with all the things that I've learned.
YPG forces are backed by the U.S.-led coalition in their fight against IS, both from the air and to a lesser but growing extent on the ground. These new ground forces may find some of their countrymen and women already there. For Mahmoud Bali in Syria, Marcus Harton, VOA News.